Hello and welcome to this very special episode of the official Scottish Rugby Podcast. I'm Jamie McMillan. Immediately after the draw for the 2023 Rugby World Cup in France, I sat down with Scotland head coach Gregor Townsend and Scotland captain Stuart Hogg to discuss the teams they'll be facing. Delighted now to be joined by Scotland head coach Gregor Townsend. Gregor, you've just been told the pool you're going to be in for the Rugby World Cup in 2023. You're going to be in Group B alongside South Africa, Ireland, and two yet to be named nations in Europe and the Asia Pacific category. Simple question first off, your thoughts on that group?
Yeah, it's a tough group. I think in terms of current world ranking, it is the toughest group out of all four. So when you're one of the teams in that, you're going to have to play your best rugby to get out of it. You look at the two specific teams that have been named. South Africa are world champions, number one team in the world. Ireland were the strongest of all the band two teams. I think France was just ranked one above them. So just behind there. So it was a tough one to get. But we know Ireland well. We've played them twice already this year. We play South Africa every couple of years. We've got them this November at BT Murrayfield. So they're not oppositions that we're going into new or blind. We'll get a lot out of our games against them over the next 2 or 3 years. But we know we'll have to be our best to get out of that pool.
And from a coaching point of view, you know, rugby changes a lot, you know, teams will change in the next couple of years. How hard is it to plan for these teams, not knowing what they'll be or where they'll be in a few years' time, or will that planning start now as well?
There'll be planning that starts now in terms of how do we organise our build up to the World Cup, which teams do we play. We obviously don't want to take on Ireland in the World Cup warm ups when you've got them in a pool, so we'll be looking at other teams there. But really it's about how that you bring the best out of the group we have, and potentially players that are outside this group, whether they're players that are injured or just missed out in selection, or young players, whether they were under 20 or even a 17, 18-year-old who would be playing professional rugby at a high standard in 3 years' time. But that's really the aim. How we get our best rugby out on the field that can be a match for anyone, whether that's through a defensive system that makes it tough for teams to score points against us, to a way of attacking that scores points, and also how we get our best out of each individual, because we have players that can do great things at the highest level. So it's just finding ways for that to happen more regularly.
You mentioned playing, you know, these big games and big teams, and you talked about it before that when you want to actually play these teams to find out where you're at and at what level you're at. So I guess from that side of things, it's a great marker for you guys to know where you're at when you do face these big teams.
Yes, although I think the marker is in the development process. So it's when you're taking on teams in the Autumn Nations Cup or November Tests. Our Six Nations and our World Cups are not finding out where you are. It's about winning. It's about going for your best ever performance, because there's a trophy at stake. It's the two tournaments that we look forward to. Obviously, the Six Nations we have every season, and the World Cup once every 4 years. And it's been such a big tournament in the last two or three editions of it. And it'll be even bigger. Being in the Northern Hemisphere in a rugby-mad country like France, playing in fantastic stadiums. And also now the World Cup and the last two outings has shown that there's much more competition from the teams ranked in the top 12 and beyond that can beat anyone on their day.
And we don't know yet who the other two teams will be in that group. Just back to your point about the, you know, playing in France. France is a rugby loving country, a very proud country, and you've talked a bit before about the experiences that you get as a Scotland player, not only as a player but as a coach as well. What will it mean to you and all the guys to experience a World Cup in France?
Well, I think it'll be great. It's the most popular tourist destination in the world, so it's probably the best country to visit if you want to enjoy life. So the food is fantastic, the climate, even by that, by when we play, it'll be great weather. The people are very welcoming. There's a lot of differences in France too. You could be in Marseille or Nice, which is very different to Lille or Paris or other places. So I think the tournament will be well organised. Rugby has grown hugely in France, from being a sport which predominantly in the southwest of the country to now being a sport for big cities and up north. And as a place to stay for a 6-week period, I think our players will love it. They'll love the things that are offered there, how well we'll be looked after. But ultimately, it's about the games you play and doing the best in those games. And we couldn't have asked for a more challenging, tougher, more exciting, more inspiring pool to be involved in with a team like South Africa, the world champions, and Ireland, such a good team as our opposition, plus the two teams that are yet to qualify.
And just finally, Gregor, you know, there's no doubt in the World Cup is a special occasion. It's a phenomenal tournament to be involved in. You've been involved in it as a coach and a player. What are some of the memories that stand out for you, whether playing yourself or growing up watching the game in the Rugby World Cup?
There's so many memories. I think as a player, you remember the times that you spend with your teammates, whether those are fun experiences away from the games, or whether the games themselves, or in the change rooms after, because you're together for such a long time. There are so many memories you can create. As a coach and a spectator, I was at the last World Cup as a spectator in France in 2007. The occasions are so big now. Remember going to watch England against South Africa, World Cup final, and it was just the build up to it, the noise, the occasion. You're going, this is up there with football World Cup finals, with Olympic Games, and never more was that the case in Japan. We played in a game which was very disappointing for us in terms of performance and result against Japan. But for those that were in the stadium that night, the players, the coaches, the supporters, you knew you were part of something special. That meant so much for the country, for our sport, and it was a real spectacle. I'm sure there'll be lots of them come 2023 in France.
I'm delighted to be joined on the podcast now by Scotland captain Stuart Hogg. Stuart, the draw has been made for the 2023 Rugby World Cup, but before we come to that, I'm just going to come to you quickly about the game at the weekend. Exeter versus Glasgow, a great result for Exeter, but obviously playing against your old club, I guess must be mixed emotions on that front, but a good result for you nonetheless.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, it was great to be back involved with the Chiefs, and you know, it was only a week ago that we were, you know, pretty much in with all the Glasgow boys in camp, so that was good to see them again. But yeah, no, absolutely delighted to get the win yesterday. Obviously, been working hard for that, and you know, we're in a very good position in Europe now to kick on. So it was a bit bittersweet. Obviously, delighted to win, but you know, it's tough to you know, play against your old club, and with a scoreline like that, it wasn't exactly pleasant for them. But I'm sure they'll bounce back.
And just a note on that, you guys had a substantial crowd there yesterday as well. How much of a difference did that make for you guys?
Oh, a huge difference. You know, for us, we've got a lot of very, very passionate fans, and to have 2,000 of them in yesterday was unbelievable. At times, it actually felt as if there was 10,000-15,000 there. You know, the noise they made was outstanding and really spurred us on. And thankfully, we gave them a lot to cheer about yesterday as well. So it was great to have them back, and I, you know, hope that the earliest and safest opportunity we can get everybody back.
Well, Stuart, let's move on to the big story today, that the draw for the 2023 Rugby World Cup in France has been made. Scotland have been put in Group B with South Africa, Ireland and teams from Europe 2 and Asia Pacific 1 still to be announced. Two big teams, two teams you know well. What's your thoughts on that draw?
Yeah, it's a tough one. Look, there's no such thing as an easy game of rugby, especially at international level. So I look to be the best, we've got to beat the best, and you know, we're going to be up against the current world champions. That's going to be a huge task for us, but one we'll be very much looking forward to near the time. And obviously Ireland, we've played them a hell of a lot. We play them every single year. We know the challenges that they come with. But look, I think for us, it's all about building towards that World Cup now. We've not had the best of results of late. Obviously, you know, performance is pretty mixed. But look, we're not going to sit here and say we're going to win the World Cup. We're going to work incredibly hard to get us into the best shape possible. And we'll go out there with every opportunity.
But we look at South Africa first. You know, we played them in 2015 down at Newcastle, a game you were involved in. And some of the memories for us and for fans would be Donkey Weir's break, his interception. But what stands out for you in that game in 2015?
Yeah, look, it was an awesome game to be involved in. I think every time you play against South Africa, it's a hugely physical challenge. You know, the next game day when you wake up, you've been involved in a test match. But these are the games you want to be involved in. As I said earlier, to be the best, you've got to beat the best. And, you know, for us to have an opportunity to knock them over would be amazing. You know, we are looking to improve. We are looking to get better all the time as individuals and as a collective. By the way, we're going to go there. We're going to work hard for each other and look forward to a huge challenge.
And Ireland's a team, you mentioned it, Stuart, that you know well, and a team that we've beaten in the past as well. You know, and we have beaten South Africa in history as well. That does tell us that. So these are two teams that can be beaten. But just on Ireland, does it give you confidence because you know these guys quite well that you know what to expect?
Yes and no. I think obviously we have the experience of playing them a lot. But every time you play against Ireland, they pose different threats. They always come up with a trick playing around the line or a scrum. Intricate plays involving Johnny Sexton, you know, world-class players, world-class talent. Does it help us or hinder us? A little bit of both, I think. Obviously, we know what they're about. But the big thing for us is making sure that we play our best rugby. You know, we pride ourselves on our defence and our ability to work hard for each other. And that's got to go up, you know, massively again. You know, of late, we've not scored a huge amount of tries, but that's something we'll be looking to improve on as well. But look, it's hugely exciting. It's exciting for us, obviously. We've got the Six Nations just around the corner. But every single opportunity we get in Scotland camp, we need to be better. We need to look to be better and want to be better. And I'm sure we'll do exactly that.
And finally, looking ahead to next year, we're going to have some big games in the autumn. Next year, we're going to face Australia and South Africa at BT Murrayfield. Again, how excited are you that hopefully we'll have fans by then to play in front of a big crowd, but also again test yourself against these big teams?
These are the challenges that we love to be involved in. These are the ones that will make us learn and learn quickly, because if we get it wrong, we can get absolutely scalped. But we know on our day that we can beat anybody. You know, the last time Australia came to BT Murrayfield, we put 50 points on them. So we know that we're capable of winning these test matches, and it's ones that us as players and everybody should be excited about. A chance to play against the best teams, the best individual talents, and we can challenge ourselves against them. So, you know, these are the ones we want to get involved in. I'm sure when the time comes, we'll be ready to fire into them.
Stuart, I know it's your day off today. You had the game yesterday. So what's your plans for today? Are you going to be anything exciting on the cards for today?
Absolutely not, mate. The most exciting part of my day was speaking to you. I think Jill and I have got that afternoon off, obviously with the kids being at school and nursery. So, we're not going to be up to much, mate. I'm absolutely knackered. You know, it's a tough old game yesterday, but it's just a good time to recharge the batteries after what's been a hectic few months. You know, we've not had the time to rest up and enjoy what we've done. So I'm making the most of every opportunity I can to sleep and to chill out, and I mean the most of it today.
That's all from us here on the official Scottish Rugby podcast. If you want more information on the 2023 Rugby World Cup in France, go to scottishrugby.org.